Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Hump Day Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's the 15th of July. Unbelievable. We're almost half done with this month of 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, brace yourself, UK listeners, because this is what David Cameron is somewhat proposing. There may be a ban on WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, and other messaging services to counter, you guessed it, terrorism in the United Kingdom. Yes, he wants to have access to all of your and I's communication through all of those messaging services. In the proposed legislation, which is called Snooper's Charter. Through legislation, such encrypted apps such as Facebook Messenger, Snapchat, iMessage, WhatsApp, hey, that list goes on. Those will be banned unless the material sent to those services is made accessible to the UK government. Now, this bill actually goes all the way back to 2012, but it was stuck under the table. Why? Well, due to widespread criticism. I can't imagine why. Duh. Also in the bill, it would mandate internet service providers keep records of all online browsing, social media use, email and voice correspondence, as well as cell phone messaging services. And those records would be stored for 12 months. That's according to Forbes. Now, British Home Secretary Theresa May plans to push this bill forward as quickly as possible and hopes to have it in front and ready for the government by fall. We'd love to actually hear from you here at BTN. Email us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. What do you think about the government keeping all your stuff for 12 months and snooping in on your conversations? Funny enough, with that story leads us into this story with Google. You remember that right to be forgotten? Yeah, that new European law that says, hey, you know, take me away from Google search? Well, it looks to be getting more and more popular. According to a report from The Guardian, it looks that about 218,000 people have requested that they be moved away from Google. However, though, only about 101,000 have actually been successfully deleted. Apparently, Google is breaking these requests down into 5 categories. Private personal information, child protection, political requests, public figures, or serious crimes. Now, of course, those vast majority of requests, about 95% by the way, were for personal information. So as it looks, as the new data suggests, we can always have a law, but unless it's enforced, it doesn't really mean crap. Come on, Google. You got about 101,000 people to get to. Come on, chop, chop, chop. And now that we've stirred up the dust in Europe, let's head on over to the U.S., shall we? Now, you might remember yesterday we were talking about Comcast launching its streaming TV service for $15 a month. Well, it's in beta anyways, in Boston. Well, Comcast got another thing in beta. And this time they've teamed up with EA. Yes, Electronic Arts Games. Streaming games is coming to Comcast. Now, right now, signups are in public beta, and they begin today at XfinityGames.com. After you registered, they actually say you should have access to the beta testing within the next few days. Now, of course, the service will be free during the beta testing and will launch with 23 titles, including Real Racing 2, EA Sports FIFA Soccer 13. No, I'm not kidding about that. 2013. Yeah, it's being cheap, aren't they? NBA Jam on Fire Edition, World of Goo, and a few other titles. Comcast says their ultimate goal is to make playing games as easy as watching TV. And the service will exist in the X1 platform, alongside other apps like Pandora. Easy as watching TV, you say, Comcast. Nothing is easy with Comcast, trust me. It seems every day we've got a few little things coming out from the folks over there at Microsoft, because we got Windows 10 coming up at the end of the month. But a lot has been boggling the mind about why the heck did Windows decide to make this thing free? Well, according to Microsoft's CEO, it's all about getting their phones in more pockets. He explained that his goal was to ensure that Windows 10 on the desktop was as popular as possible because it would drive developers to create apps, since basically they're essentially the same program. Remember, Windows 10 is basically completely the same thing on every platform? Aha, now it's making sense. Nadella actually went on to say that the Windows Store is actually going to be very present in the Start menu, saying that while Windows 8 was great, nobody discovered the store. Hey, I got news for you, Mr. CEO. Nobody discovered a lot of things in Windows 8. And finally, Oh, we've got sensors out the gazoo on our smartphones nowadays. We can measure our heart rate, we've got step counts, blah, 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 it all goes on and on. Wouldn't it be nice if we had some sort of sensor on our smartphone that says, hey, you know how fat you are? Well, here you are. Well, Samsung's about to come to our rescue. The company recently published a patented application that would use electrical impedance to measure our blubber levels. All you gotta do is just grab that phone and the four sensors that are installed on the phone or case, they're saying, would do the rest. Samsung's hoping this feature will kind of jumpstart its health kick, so it wouldn't be surprising if this thing actually turns up on a Galaxy handset coming soon. However, though, we know with all sensors, they're not exactly accurate, are they? I can't imagine grabbing my phone and it telling me, yeah, this is how fat you are. Maybe they need to have a sensor for your butt. You just sit on it and it says, oh my God, get off of me. And you know. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, probably late. Yeah, it's Thursday, so bear with me, all right? For another installment of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on all the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours. Until then, enjoy your hump day, and thank you, as always, for listening.